Introduction of On War. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Timothy Ferguson. On War by Karl von Clausewitz. Translated by Colonel J.J. Graham. Introduction. The Germans interpret their new national colours, black, red, and white, by the saying, Der Nacht und Blut zur Licht, through night and blood to light, and no work yet written conveys to the thinker a clearer conception of all that the red streak in their flag stands for than this deep and philosophical analysis of war by Clausewitz. It reveals war stripped of all accessories as the exercise of force for the attainment of a political object unrestrained by any law save that of expediency, and thus gives the key to the interpretation of German political aims, past, present, and future, which is unconditionally necessary for every student of the modern conditions of Europe. Step by step, every event since Waterloo follows with logical consistency from the teachings of Napoleon, formulated for the first time some 20 years afterwards by this remarkable thinker. What Darwin accomplished for biology, generally Clausewitz did for the life history of nations nearly half a century before him. For both have proved the existence of the same law in each case, viz. The survival of the fittest as Huxley long since pointed out not necessarily being synonymous with the ethically best. Neither of these thinkers was concerned with the ethics of the struggle, which each studied so exhaustively. But to both men the phase or condition presented itself neither as moral nor immoral, any more than are famine, disease, or other natural phenomena, but as emanating from a force inherent in all living organisms, which can only be mastered by understanding its nature. It is in that spirit that, one after the other, all the nations of the continent, taught such drastic lessons as Königgrätz and Sedan, have accepted the lesson, with the result that today Europe is an armed camp and peace is maintained by the equilibrium of forces, and will continue, just as long as this equilibrium exists, and no longer. Whether this state of equilibrium is in itself a good or desirable thing may be open to argument. I have discussed it at length in my War and the World's Life, but I venture to suggest that no one would a renewal of the era of warfare be a change for the better, as far as existing humanity is concerned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?